Okay. We're going to call this meeting to order for 10/15/2020. We'll start with an invocation, and I've asked Casey Anderson to offer that.
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this beautiful night. We thank thee for this wonderful community that we live in. We ask thee to please watch over us and be with us this night as we meet, that we'll be able to communicate well and be able to know the things that are best for the community. Father, we ask thee to watch over our leaders, our local and national leaders alike, that they'll be able to make the decisions that are best for us and as they lead this country. And Father, we thank thee for the freedoms that we have, but that we enjoy by living here. And we thank thee for all that thou has given to us. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll have a roll call. Casey Anderson is present. Vernon Pollock, Chad Jensen, and Laren, also known as Wren Abbott. Brian Haviland is absent this evening. Item two on the agenda, public comment. Since we don't have any public here, is there anybody on the board that has a comment they need to bring up at this time? We'll move to item three. For possible action, approval of minutes for September 10th, 2020.
Move that we approve the minutes for the meeting on September 10th, 2020.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved by Chad Jensen and seconded by Wren Abbott for approval of the minutes for our September 10, 2020 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item four, approval of the agenda for October 15, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I move that we approve the agenda for October 15, 2020.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved by Casey Anderson and seconded by Wren Abbott that we approve the agenda for this evening. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item five, informational items. Number one, applications are available until November 12, 2020 for appointments by the Clark County Board of County Commissioners to serve on the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board for a two-year term beginning January 2021. You have two of those from so far, is that correct?
Yours and Wren's, and then I have three. Yes.
And we hope that, and Casey said he'll get his in.
Yeah.
And we hope that Brian will turn his in as well. Since he's supposed to, he got appointed last time to something, right? So, I think that carries on over through. So we hope he'll stay on there. I'm sure he will. Or we'll try to strong arm him if he doesn't want to. Okay, any other thing on that? Item five, item one under five. Okay, let's go to item six. Well, nothing, no zoning or planning. Item seven, general business, review and finalize the fiscal year 2022 budget request and take public comment on that request for possible action. So we've gone over this several times. We have the kind of our list on the back page here that we've done. And
I think that we could probably under Public Works remove item number two since that has been completed.
True. So let's delete item two. That's currently being done or is finished. I'm not sure which. Which should be close anyway.
Yeah, after the date, there will be a plan here tomorrow.
So we'll delete item two under Public Works.
And as discussed before, I believe the SNPLA money will probably cover most of what you see under Parks and Rec. But we discussed that you guys would leave that until those have been completed.
been done. I know we talked about that pavilion too being larger or...
Yes. So Marilyn said she's going to make sure that the community is involved during the design phase to make sure that you're able to give input. I don't know how we'll do it yet, whether it be maybe having a couple of you attend the meetings and then maybe open it up to the town board to allow people to give input. But either way, we'll make sure that you're a part of it, and she will work on trying to get you that larger pavilion. Brian had mentioned similar to what's at the Bowler Park
and
in Logandale.
Yeah, Logandale.
Yeah, so...
That would be, yeah, they have a nice peaked roof. I mean, you know, it's a larger pavilion.
Yeah, so pavilion. I took a picture of that so that when those meetings do start, I can bring that along and say this is sort of what we're hoping for, so.
Right.
Quick question. Is this concrete skate park still
I think it's a
desire? I mean, it seems like that group of kids kind of moved on to motorbikes.
That's true. And some of them moved out of town now.
Yeah, there's a instead of a skate gang, now we have a
little motorcycle gang. Gang. Yeah.
So, just a question on my end. I don't know one way or another. I just know that a lot of those kids are getting older, and I'm not sure that that's going to continue with the younger
kids in town. This is until 2022, right?
Yeah. Correct.
So,
yeah.
That's even 2 more years down. Down the road.
Those kids will be seniors by then, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I just wonder if, obviously as it gets closer, if that's not a desire, we can kind of rearrange things. But I just wonder if it's one of those fads that's just going to go by the wayside, and we could allocate something that might fit our community a little better, because, you know, that was a group of half a dozen kids.
That enjoyed the scooters.
That would have used it
right.
Mainly. Obviously, there have been more. But I think a half a dozen from Bunkerville and probably 2 dozen from Mesquite would have been over here. I'm not so sure that would have been.
Yeah, I think we did put this in an order of, like, priority, too. So it's on number 5 on that list.
It's at the bottom of priority.
So I wouldn't mind something being done over in that area. But again, whether it's this or something even better, that would be fine. I do like the shade structure. I like a trail around the park that adds some exercise stations and lighting.
Do you want to change that medium size to large sized pavilion?
Sure, why not? And maybe move that up a little bit too, even to, if we're doing this in a priority list, maybe either 1 or 2 with approval of the board.
I think that's appropriate.
So let's move 3 to the top and put large.
These exercise stations, I mean, I've seen them in Mesquite, but I don't know that I've ever seen them really used in Mesquite.
Good point.
I mean, the path would be fantastic. I think the path would get used extensively. I don't know.
I think some of the exercise ones would. What's I know that? When I worked for the city, for the parks, we'd have
people.
The older community would use those.
To stop at the station.
Stuff and
cool.
Do we want number 2 to become number 3, or how do you? So we move number 3 to number 2. Do you want number 2 to just become number 3, or?
Just swap the 2.
Yeah, I would say, okay, we can discuss this. Out of those first 3, I would say 3 goes to number 1, 2 goes to 2, and 1 goes to 3 in my
opinion. Or 1 to 2, because during the summer, that park gets so hot that nobody can play on it.
That's true. Those plastic pieces.
So that would be done no matter what with them Snipple dollars.
That one's getting done no matter what? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I mean, we can leave it 1.
That passive use trail, too, because
two, three swap.
Does it encourage outdoor activity?
That's with that money too?
Yeah.
So that's all?
All of what you have on this list, probably, but I don't think that the skate park is being considered, but everything on this list, and I don't know about the baseball field either, I'd have to...
But the top three are...
Yeah, for sure.
With that money, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those are the top, those are the ones that I think we want the most.
We as a family are at the baseball field a lot.
Right.
The park and baseball field gets used a ton, yeah.
So...
So three to number one.
Three to one, one to two, two to three.
Oh, four, solid things.
Four to four, stays at four. Four and five stays the same. And then the community center kitchen upgrades, those, that would be great. And then the lighting, so remove two on public work, the shift on the parks and rec. I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay, we haven't entertained a motion on that to this point, but there is possible action there, so.
I move that we approve those changes, those alterations we've made on that budget and go ahead with it the way that we've amended it.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved by Chad Jensen and seconded by Casey Anderson to finalize the fiscal year 2020 budget request with the amendments that we just discussed. Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimous. Number two, under general business, Clark County requests Bunkerville Town Advisory Board to nominate a representative for the 2020/2021 Community Development Advisory Committee, also known as CDAC, for possible action. I've done that in the past. I'm willing to continue if we want to designate someone from the board to do that.
Can you give us a heads up as to what exactly that committee does? I mean,
so we meet, generally it's about, we meet about four or five times at the end of this year and the beginning of next year, and then we decide, people put in applications for grants. There's CDBG, which is Community Development Block Grant, and then there's ES something else, GB, there's all these acronyms. But it's for monies to do housing for seniors or housing for homeless teens. There's homeless shelters. There's upgrading the shelters that do exist, like a Shade Tree and Salvation Army. So there's a limited amount of money.
Bill that have come from this, or is this something?
Not really. Nobody from Barkerville has put in. Mesquite has in the last go around to redo those old mill on Old Mill there to update, and they're working on them. They got money to do some of that. So then the committee looks that over, and we do a scoring on a program that they use, and then we're just an advisory to the county commission, and then that goes to them. These reports go to them. And then they ultimately decide, but usually they listen to us because they don't want to get in all the details.
Does each of the town advisory boards put a...
Most do. Moapa has one. And then the commissioners can also just designate somebody in their area too.
Each of the town boards, Moapa Valley, at least ours, have always chosen.
Yeah, they've had people there. Gene Houston, I see him down there from the other valley, and he and I,
except this year, I think it'll mostly be WebEx or...
Right, a virtual, which is, that's not a bad thing for me, because then I don't have to go to him.
Is that where the furthest away? I mean,
right.
Maybe not, maybe it's Laughlin.
Yeah, Laughlin does come, so they may be a little bit further, but...
Is Laughlin still a county entity? They're not an incorporated
city?
They're
still with the county.
Yeah, yep. So, and it's kind of tough, because you sit there and you go, well, here we got $8 million and we got requests for $50 million. And some of it is Parks and Recs comes too, and they say, we've got an old facility over here, it really needs to be updated, and they request dollars as well. So anyway, we do the best we can with what money's available, and you know, sometimes they're waiting for federal dollars. They're going, we hope or we think we're going to get this. if there's any frustration for me, it's kind of sitting there and going, well, there's a big need and there's not enough to go around. But that's life, so you do the best you can.
So you guys just score it based on...
Based on the merit of their...
need?
Yeah, they have some things like, is it in the county, first of all? Because sometimes we'll have projects that come, the land is in North Las Vegas. And so they get a little lower priority because they're going to get some city funds, hopefully, but they're hoping to get some county funds to match.
Sounds like this one in Mesquite, they got funds.
Right, right, yeah. Even though they're in the city, Mesquite really needs some lower income housing, which, you know, every community does. But so, yeah, I always sit there and think, man, anything we can do to help families helps the rest of this stuff we're talking about. Homelessness, seniors that don't have adequate housing.
And they define homeless, like you might not necessarily see people sleeping on the streets, but homeless is also defined as just not having your own home. You're living with your family.
Yeah, they're on a
because you can't
couch
afford,
somewhere.
Yeah, to live on your own. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the health department's one of the, they've been there hoping to get a new building because they're in an old, you know, old part of town and things. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff that comes before that. And
something about the health district wants a new building?
Yeah, I think they, yeah, well, they're going to go into like an old Target that's sitting there empty so they can pick it up for cheap and have more space for what they need and stuff like that. So
I wonder if it's that old one by the Meadows.
Yeah, exactly. It? Yeah, it's on Meadows Lane and
down.
Yeah, and Decatur over there. So yeah, I don't remember if they got any money designated to them, but yeah, there's, again, you just look and go, okay, well, who's most worthy this year? And it's not always about who's worthy. It's just limitations of the programs. So.
So is this something
but it's a good,
you and don't mind doing, enjoy doing?
I don't mind it. It is. It works out okay for me because the first year was a learning curve. I was like, I spent a lot of time on the computer going, I don't know what I'm doing, but now it's doesn't take as much time.
So. In my opinion is if you're willing to continue doing it instead of one of us trying to jump on it and
trying to
the same learning curve.
While the kids are screaming in the
back. Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, I move we just have to make a motion on it.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, there's been a motion made by Chad Jensen to nominate Vern Pollock and seconded by Wren Abbott. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, it carries unanimously, right? So, okay, item 8. Again, comments by general public. We don't have anyone from the public here, so.
I do have a couple of comments, though.
Please.
I don't know if you guys are very familiar with the Transform Clark County, but they're hoping to get more folks to comment for their second survey. This is for the rewriting of Title 30 and the master plan. So if you guys are willing or know anyone who would want to participate, then they're hoping to get more comments. The first round of surveys, I think they got somewhere around 2,800 people from throughout
the
Nevada
county
to participate, but right now it seems a little on the low side, and there's only a couple more weeks before that part is closed. Brian is sitting on that. That's what you guys voted,
right?
Yeah, last meeting for him to sit in on. But they're just hoping to get more feedback.
So this, and this link is the survey right there.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how some surveys are lengthy and tedious? Do you know anything about this survey?
The first one I heard was very lengthy, but this one, according to them, and I haven't seen it yet, is more honed in since they received so much feedback before.
Okay.
But it's not as lengthy as the first one was.
So... Okay, yeah, if you look over Title 30, there's lots of ground covered there.
And that's why they're hoping to just be able to get rid of language that's outdated or just something that would better represent what Nevada needs as a whole while taking into consideration different areas.
Right. But Title 30 is county, is that correct? It's,
yep.
Okay.
That's, yep, what we go by.
Right. Okay.
Some of it is state law, so some of it we have to keep.
You have to follow, yeah.
They're hoping to make it more reader-friendly and just get rid of things that are outdated.
Yeah. Well, it takes a while to wade through stuff if you're looking for something specific, because I know when we had the to go through to do with the thrift store.
Yeah.
I looked through that and took me a while to find everything I was looking for. So, but still, if you have the time and
quick search is nice. I use that a lot.
Yeah, you put the word of keywords in.
And hope for the best. Hope it comes up.
Right.
Yeah. They're also hoping to get rid of certain sections that, you know, don't go together. So one section might say the minimum square footage is 320 for the smallest, you know, home, whereas another section might say 1,200 square feet. So it just doesn't make any sense. And true. So some of it does need to be revamped.
Right. Okay, so.
Oh, and then also, so I sent that email today.
To do with the...
We have the Arrivia Power, who is supposed to be coming before each of the town boards to discuss the Battleborn solar project on the Mormon Mesa. Marilyn found out who the developer was, spoke to him, told them that they need to come and talk to each of the town boards about the project and give the communities a chance to relay why they don't want it. Here's the reasons why, just to be able to give the community a chance to have a voice. Unfortunately, they reached out to me beyond when I had already put out the agendas, and so I'm hoping maybe by the first meeting of the year, we can have them out here.
When does that project take place?
I don't know. It's...
I think they're in the... It's not a period.
Yeah,
they're going through them.
Yeah, I don't even think that they're even that far yet, but yeah. So we're just hoping to.
Isn't that it's BLM land?
It's BLM land, but they should still talk to the communities who are
sure, sure, yeah,
impacted.
Yeah,
yeah. So.
Well, I heard somewhere that the governor's in favor of it, and I. We've got a big solar thing right out there by
the tribe?
93.
Yeah.
And anyway.
She's not the only fan of solar. She likes to be able to go out with her husband and ride solar and ride on the quads, and has found that those can stop you in your tracks when you're trying to have connectivity. It can be very frustrating, but she's hoping that they'll work closely so we can at least, I don't know what's going to happen. So, but we just want to make sure we're getting the information too, so that we can pass that along when it's available. So.
Okay, so I think January's fine by me. I don't.
Yeah.
And do you guys prefer to reach to meet January? Because you could either do January or February or March. It would most likely be January or February. Are you good to meet in January?
Yeah, it seems like it's late January anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine. January 28th.
So. That puts us more, because we're here in October, and then we've got 2 months where we won't meet unless there's some zoning thing that comes up. And then that would put us 3 months out, so. Calendar.
Attached to my calendar for whatever reason. But okay, the first meeting of the year in January is where I will do my best to put them on the calendar to come before you.
Yeah, it's the third Thursday, is that correct?
Yeah.
That would be the 21st.
It's the fourth Thursday, it's the 28th.
Oh, it's the 4th, so it would be the 28th.
That's what it says, next meeting date, the 28th.
Oh, yeah, January 28th.
Gotcha.
So.
So yeah, that's fine. Okay, anything else on public comment?
I don't have anything else for now.
Okay, so item 9, next meeting, January 28, 2021. This meeting is adjourned.
I was going to give you your gavel too, but you usually don't use it.
That's true, yeah. Only at the very end. So.